And it's time once again to take a look at sports with Dan Woodward, sir.
Big night tonight in Wichita, downtown. It's the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet, the 27th annual banquet. Downtown at Intrust Bank Arena at 6 o'clock tonight. A lot of activities. Always a great guest speaker. This year, it's KU basketball legend Mario Chalmers. We've got a national championship with the Jayhawks and two NBA championship rings. Mario Chalmers, your guest speaker tonight at the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet. Also, a lot of awards given out, including the Lynette Woodard High School Female Athlete of the Year and the Barry Sanders High School Male Athlete of the Year, among others. And, as always, the presentation of the best catcher, college catcher in the nation, the Buster Posey National Catcher of the Year Award. Three finalists this year are from Texas, Notre Dame, and Coastal Carolina in town tonight. So a lot of activities going on. It's the annual 27th annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet, 6 o'clock this evening at Intrust Bank Arena. Minor league baseball last night. Homestand continues downtown at Equity Bank Park for the first place Wichita Wind Surge. And Wichita wins big last night, 10-1 over the Springfield Cardinals in front of 2,400 humans and dogs on Wet Nose Wednesday at Equity Bank Park. The big story for the Wind Surge last night, cleanup hitter, the right fielder, Kalai Rosario, hitting for the cycle. Only the second time a Wind Surge batter has ever hit for the cycle. And Rosario came up big last night with a double, a home run, a single, and then a two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth inning to hit for the cycle. Kalai Rosario for the night was 4-for-5 at the plate with 6 of the 10 runs driven in. Woo! The Wind Surge again tonight, hosting Springfield, 7:05 downtown. Wichita is off to a 2-0 start in the second half of the season, and Surge has now won 6 straight home games downtown at Equity Bank Park. Not as good news for you in Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals, who just cannot score runs, literally. Last night, the Royals in the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. Denny Matthews, of course, had the call. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
3-0 final score. The Rays with 11 hits to just 3 for the Royals. Royals 2 singles and a double. Last night, the Royals 4 hits and 1 run. So the problems continue, not only offensively, but you can say offensively here at Kauffman Stadium. And things are not going well at all. And there really wasn't, Jake, any time where you thought, man, the Royals are kind of putting a little something together, getting a bit of a rally going, but nothing at all.
Yeah. 9 straight home losses for the Royals. In their last 54 innings at home, 0 home runs. The Royals last night, the bottom 5 hitters in the lineup went 0-for-15. Well, they'll try again today. The Royals hosting the Rays under the sunshine. An afternoon game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Listen to that game live on your home for Royals baseball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night was the NBA draft first round.
Fox Sports Update.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University. With the second pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University. With the third pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University. With the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Khan Knipple from Duke University. With the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
On ABC and ESPN, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced all 30 selections in the first round of the NBA Draft Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, where the Brooklyn Nets made NBA history. First team to select 5 players in the first round of a draft. Last night loaded with trades, 10 in all. Several players who were picked by one team then got traded to another. The second round of the draft begins tonight. I'm Jared Max.
And that's a report from Fox Sports. And we have a big Wichita sports birthday today. The last Shocker to play in the NFL. James Jumpy Gathers is 65 today, celebrating a birthday. Defensive tackle Jumpy Gathers after he played for the Shocks. Jumpy, big guy, 6'7". He was drafted in the second round by the New Orleans Saints, went on to play 13 years in the NFL. And he got a Super Bowl ring along the way with the 1991 Washington Redskins. The last Wichita State Shocker to play in the NFL. The great defensive tackle, Jumpy Gathers. It's his birthday. He is 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
I want to talk about what's going on in the Middle East and in Europe after this week's critical NATO summit. The President of the United States heading back to America from the summit meeting. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage is here with us from London this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hello, good morning.
I understand one of the things they've gotten done is they've increased each member's contribution to military. Is that right?
That's right. And there are two reasons for that, two main factors. One, President Trump for a long time has felt that Europe relies too much on American military might, American military investment, and they need to spend more of their own money to defend their own territory. They need to put a bigger burden of the alliance. And that lobbying, that campaigning, those messages have paid off. And almost every country in NATO has agreed to spend 3.5% on their core military and 1.5% of their GDP on related security spending. So that is a huge win for President Trump. He says it's a momentous win for him. It's a big win for NATO's Secretary General, who's been pushing for this as well. But the other reason why they're doing this, not just about President Trump, but because Russia and China are also investing vast amounts of money in their military. Mark Rutte, the Secretary General, said, yes, if Russia were to attack now, we would be able to respond with devastating force. However, 5 years from now, that might not be the case. Russia might be able to put in a successful attack on a NATO country, and they need to spend more money to stop that.
Where do the NATO members stand on what's been going on with regard to Israel and Iran and the U.S. bombing of Iran nuclear sites?
Well, for starters, the Secretary General, Mark Rutte, not an elected politician anymore, so he's got a bit more freedom, I think, to say what he feels. He congratulated President Trump for that bombing. He said it made the world safer. He, one of the few Europeans to come out and say that. There are other NATO leaders who were there who were very cautious about that. They were keen. In fact, they were determined that Iran should not get a nuclear weapon, but they were not completely confident that bombing Iran wouldn't have negative consequences. For example, it could make the Iranians say, oh, well, now we definitely need a nuclear weapon, but let's make one in secret. Or it could cause widespread eruption of violence throughout the region. Now, that we haven't seen, but I think there are still concerns among some European NATO leaders.
Was Ukraine a big topic or not?
It was less of a big topic than it has been before. Previously, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, was invited to the NATO leaders' meeting. He wasn't this time. He was there, and he met leaders on the sidelines, including a meeting with President Trump. And the NATO declaration, the declaration coming out of the summit, talked about continuing support for Ukraine. But he wasn't in the room for the main meeting, and that reflects the fact that this was a summit with a very narrow focus. However, President Trump's language on Ukraine clearly has evolved. He met Volodymyr Zelensky. He came back out talking about how brave he was, about how Vladimir Putin has been an obstacle to ending the war. He sounded a lot more sympathetic to the Ukrainian cause than he has before.
So if Ukraine had been a member of NATO, when you say the Russians might not have attacked him several years ago.
That's Ukraine's argument that Russia would never dare to attack a NATO member country. The reason for that is Article 5 of the NATO treaty, that an attack on one is an attack on all, and it gives the power to NATO countries to leap to the defense of anyone. Essentially, Russia would not want to fight the US and its allies face to face. Ukraine wants to be a member of NATO eventually. Russia is determined that it shouldn't be, and that's partly why this war is happening. But the Secretary General saying that Ukraine is on an irreversible path to NATO membership.
All right. Jonathan, hey, as always, thank you for your reporting. Thank you for your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage in London talking about that NATO summit meeting that President Trump attended here over the past couple of days.